Artist James Drake's Anatomy of Drawing in Space, Brain Trash, is on view at Museum of Contemporary Art San Diego from July 10th to September 21st. Then the show travels to the Blanton Museum in Austin from October 17th to January 14th.
I'm James Drake.
This new production for this artist whose monumental charcoal mural, City of Tells, is in MCA San Diego's permanent collection, reflects him dispensing with some of the driving narrative that had animated his earlier bodies of work.
1,242 drawings.
Wow.
Total. My first idea was just to start making a lot of drawings, and I wanted to make about 1,000 drawings. I thought, that way I can really extensively explore a bunch of areas that I've never delved into before, and I can maybe come up with something interesting or new that I haven't done before.
So is Brain Trash a riposte to Marcel Duchamp's embrace, supposedly, of laziness in art? Brain Trash is the name that doctors give to scrapped MRIs. When Drake heard that after having an MRI of his own brain, he decided it described accurately what it was he was trying to do.
The 1,242 comes in because that's what fits on the different walls.
Oh.
So there's 10 walls, there's three big rooms. I'm covering basically 10,000 square feet.
When MCA San Diego director Hugh Davies made a studio visit, he proposed exhibiting as many drawings as the artist made. But listen closely, because maybe his literary influences weren't so far off after all.
They're not all individually framed. They're all
No, they're pinned on the wall.
Pinned on the wall.
And I did that because I want to give the sense of you make a drawing and you pin it up. You know, not a real formalized situation. They all have a different character. That's what's interesting to me. Each chapter, and by chapter, there are 10 walls, so I call them chapters. The biggest chapter has 175 drawings, and the smallest chapter has 77 drawings. Narratives developed, but I didn't want to have a narrative in mind. I was just going to make drawings. And sometimes I would come in here in the studio and not have a clue what I was going to do. When I sat down and made a drawing and I determined it's done or it's finished or complete or whatever, and I pinned it up on the wall, that was it. I didn't go back. Whatever it was, that was it. So there was no editing. Uh-huh. If I walked in and went, hey, I'm going to draw an iguana today. Okay, I might draw an iguana, but that doesn't mean that I'd been thinking about it. And maybe after I drew the iguana, I'd draw a bunch of ants. And maybe after that, I'd draw something else, and after that, something else. Sometimes they sort of, like the MRIs, they were really large. They encompassed a lot of different pieces of paper. Also, and I think this is real important, everything is consecutively done. So I started with 1, 2, 3, 4, and chapters, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, and chapter 2, the same thing. No editing, no going back. And I'd never approached drawing or making art in that way before.
As a studio practice, this approach lasted 6.5 days a week for 2.5 years for Drake.
And I revisited different things, like there's some area of City of Tales, Time Cut Spare, you know, maybe took it in some other areas. Then I did some things I'd never done before. I did some totally abstract drawings. There's one drawing that says nothing today. I finished 1,242 at the end of March.
And it wasn't even over when it was over. James Kelly Contemporary in Santa Fe will be exhibiting drawings numbered 1,243 to 1,279 at a solo show for Drake beginning July 16th.
It's completed.
Wow. Wow, congratulations.
So,
that's big.
Radius Books is publishing a 350-page book to accompany the project. For more information, visit mcasd.org. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm Ellen Berkovich.